Why are we here today? Why are you here today? Catholics come to Mass for many reasons, including habit, obligation, or accompanying someone else. Non-Catholics come to Mass too, sometimes seeking something they know only they have not yet found, while at other times looking for more Christianity than they have found elsewhere, or perhaps simply because they love a Catholic. Children often come only because their parents require it. And sometimes husbands and wives come with their spouse mainly because it's the path of least resistance. Some people come looking for consolation or meaning or an occasional experience of transcendence that lifts us out of ourselves for a fleeting moment. And some come simply because God commands it. And the Lord Jesus says, "Do this in memory of me." So why are we here today? Knowing why we do anything is an essential part of leading an examined life, which in turn is at the heart of living a rich, full, authentically human life that is more than mechanical or superficial. Living a life of significance and purpose demands that we know why we do things and acknowledge our moral agency in the choices we make. And the most sublime reason for any choice or action is love. God is love, St. John, the beloved disciple, tells us. And the Savior reveals that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. After his resurrection from the dead, the Lord Jesus asked Simon Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" And to all the apostles, Christ said, "This I command you, to love one another." Even as he taught them, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So while there are many reasons for coming to Mass, the most important reason of all is love. In his Paradiso, Dante sang that love, not gravity, moves the sun and the stars, and Christ was fastened to the cross not by iron nails, but by love. But this kind of love is not a feeling. This love is a choice. This is love in action. And that is precisely the same love that must mark a true disciple. "If a man loves me, says the Lord, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." So love in action, keeping the commandments of the Lord, is the way in which we are drawn into the communion of love, which is the Most Holy Trinity and the Church. And so we consider again, why are we here? In the United States today, only about 1 in 5 baptized Catholics come to Mass each Sunday, while in old Europe, fewer than 1 in 10 or 20 Catholics attend Sunday Mass, and the number of those seeking baptism or marriage in the Church continues to decline everywhere, as do the number of ordinations to the priesthood. In the great cathedrals and ancient churches of the Old World, especially in city centers, the number of those who gather on Sunday for the celebration of the Most Holy Eucharist is often barely enough to fill a small side chapel. And if the governments of most European countries did not pay for the upkeep of those buildings, many of them would now be ruins. Meanwhile, in our country, most dioceses in the Northeast and the industrial Midwest are closing churches because there aren't enough Catholics in them to sustain a parish. To understand why this is happening, we need to understand why we are here today. Because absent a life-changing, life-giving encounter with the living God in Christ Jesus, there really isn't a reason to come to the altar except for duty or custom. And once we live in the midst of millions of baptized pagans who abandon custom and reject duty, then even those reasons cease to have any force in our lives. So, why are we here today? The collect, or opening prayer of this Mass, which I sung just a few moments ago, said this: Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Now let's be candid, that's not exactly a barn burner. I'll grant you that this awkward and literal rendering of the original Latin text is not going to bring a congregation to its feet with a shout of exultation. But let's consider what the prayer is actually saying. Serving God with constant devotion, in other words, serving God with love, is the source of full and lasting happiness for all people. And at the heart of such service must be our sharing in God's family meal, the source and summit of the Christian life, the sacrifice of Calvary made present in the Most Holy Eucharist, in which we receive the body and blood of Christ. Catholics who don't come to Mass because they say they don't get anything out of it are revealing that they really have no idea what Christian faith and life truly are. Of course, we don't come to Mass to get something. We come to Mass, if we come at all, to give something, to give our worship to the triune God, to give our entire lives as a sacrifice of praise, to give contrition for our sins, to give ourselves in service of those in need, and to give our time, talent, and treasure for the benefit of someone other than ourselves. And if we come to Mass to give in all these ways, then we discover that we do get something. We receive the forgiveness of our sins. We receive the medicine of immortality. And we receive the heavenly food of everlasting life and the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. And in all these ways, we also receive from the Lord the gift of full and lasting happiness, because we gradually come to understand that we exist to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Next week is the last Sunday of the old year of grace, the solemnity of Christ the King. And then we enter the beauty and peace of Advent. From now until mid-Advent, the sacred liturgy draws our attention to the last day, as it does this morning in the first lesson in the Gospel. But the Church reminds us of the four last things, heaven and hell, death and judgment, not to frighten us, but to motivate us to conform our lives to the mystery of the Lord's cross and to help us understand why God became a man, why the Church is sent to the ends of the earth as a witness to Christ, why we are called by our baptism to the new life of grace, and why we should be here Sunday after Sunday all our lives long at the banquet of Christ's body and blood. Did you know that in recent years, average life expectancy has actually declined in many Western countries, including ours? A main reason for this decline is the increase of what are called deaths of despair, meaning deaths caused by suicide, or the abuse of drugs or alcohol. Despite peace and prosperity, such deaths are at an all-time high in nearly every developed country of the world and are still rising. Of course, even Christians suffer from addiction and clinical depression, but the despair of nihilism is a different affliction than those disorders, and it can kill. Is it merely a coincidence that deaths of despair are increasing, just as vast numbers of people are falling away from the Lord Jesus? Broken families, fatherless children, sexual pandemonium, babies killed in the womb by the tens of millions, economic and political narcissism, educational chaos, the solitude of virtual friendship in place of actual friends, and a toxic culture fueled by irony, cynicism, and relativism. All of these phenomena and more leave people who do not know the Lord Jesus adrift in a life without purpose or meaning. And people who do not know why they exist or where to find full and lasting happiness naturally fall more easily into despair when they experience suffering, as we all must, including especially the emptiness and loneliness that come from not belonging to someone else and from not seeing the horizon of eternal life and perfect joy. So, why are we here today? Whatever reason brought us to the altar today or in the past, love is the only reason that will keep us coming back. Love of Jesus Christ and of all others for his sake. God calls us to communion with himself in the Holy Eucharist on every Sunday, every day of the Lord, in order to restore our true fellowship with each other as members of the body of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of heaven. And that is why we come to Mass. That is what will sustain us in suffering, both now and at the end of days. That is how we find full and lasting happiness this day and every day until the last day. And that is why we want the entire human race to find freedom from sin and death by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.